This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, what it do? Good Tuesday. How's everybody? Nice day. Nice little Pacific Northwest day. It's Rop. Big Sook's on vacation. Schultzy's over there. Running a little behind today. Hi, Schultzy.
Dude, nice day to, like, clean the screens on your house. Like, it's that perfect day to, like, do stuff before it gets just messy. I was kind of thinking, like, gotta do some projects on the way out of the house today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the way out of the house, you cleaned your screens?
No, I was looking at the house on the way out, and I'm like, I need to do this. So, yeah.
The light shines just right, and it shows how dirty everything is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my house looks like ass. Let's fix this.
Well, you know, you're supposed to do that in the summer when it's nice. Or spring. Like, spring cleaning, bro. Isn't that what they say?
Oh, yeah, but is it really just once a year that your house needs cleaned? I feel like it's more than that. It actually is, like, you know, a biannual thing. So not just a spring, but it's like a spring and a fall cleaning. I do feel like both are necessary.
Well, not me. I'm a once-a-year guy.
No Nurse Nice doesn't think so?
If okay. That. Well, every once in a while, you're right. You said that, and I'm thinking, you know, I never really clean my screens on my beautiful windows until I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then I clean them.
That is where we are. And my wife, you know, she has asthma, so I want to make sure, like, hey, like, yeah, we need to breathe some clean air in this house, you know?
Yeah.
Reasons.
Maybe you should get new windows from Window Nation.
I need to give Window Nation a call. Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, I rent, so I'm going to tell the owners, hey, give Window Nation a call.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind taking the responsibility off my plate. I actually love renting because, man, when something breaks, one phone call and
tell you
it's
what,
fixed.
As a homeowner, I'm awful jealous.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean,
at this stage of my life, yeah.
Obviously, I'm jealous of the equity that you have, but, like, at the same time, man, it's just so much less work. Like, for me,
totally.
It's like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with renting, you know?
A lot of old people, like, senior citizens that are in their golden years are like, why would I waste the effort on this? I'm just going to rent so I can make a phone call. It makes sense.
Well, if you can get over the idea of having to have things...
Yeah.
You know, just things.
Well, you know where the American dream came from. You know this, right, Rob?
Well, I don't know. England?
No, the banks. No, it was sold by the banks in the 40s and 50s. They were like, well, we need a way to figure out how to get people to lend money. What is a beautiful, like, story to get people to come in? Oh, the white picket fence, the house, the family home. Let's give people a story that, you know, just makes it just ingrained in our society that this is what they have to do, and that's... kind of what happened.
Well, it's a weird thing. I don't know. The olds, they love to just hoard things. You know, they've got a bunch of stuff.
Estate sales are awesome.
Yeah, estate sales, antiques, things.
Yeah.
I think that maybe were that, you know, these generations after the boomers are kind of grown out of that.
Yeah.
Like if you can separate yourself from that, say, I don't really need all this stuff. Airbnb would be the way to go when you get old.
No kidding.
Let somebody else furnish it. You know, you live in it.
Yeah.
You call somebody if something breaks. Like, talk about a simple life, easy life.
Right.
You know, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not even your stuff.
Hell, like, people living on cruise ships nowadays.
Yeah. Like that. That's a thing.
You talk about getting rid of your
same
stuff.
Same idea.
Yeah.
Same idea. If you can just untether from possessions. And then look, I get it. A lot of them are keepsakes. They're important to you.
But, no, yeah, of course.
You know, just keep a few and move around. Move around the world, you know? I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, see things before you die, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. You know, the olds, they don't... I don't know. They know one way. Try changing a super old. You're not going to do it.
My wife and I were just talking about this yesterday. Like, damn, you know, like, when you hit 60, 65, do you want to change at all anymore?
And some of it, too, is that... Well, that's probably fair for any generation, anybody. You know,
that's
a human nature.
Exactly. That is human nature,
but,
for sure.
You know, the boomers, you got to give them a little slack because a lot of it comes from the fact that they didn't have much growing up. You know,
yeah.
They didn't have, you know, it's not like it is today.
No, it was a lot more trauma, a lot more.
Just come from
time.
Nothing and then you get something you want to hold on to it.
I get that. I can understand why that's extremely important. I don't know what that feels like, so hopefully I never will.
What, having things?
No, like being so attached to something, like it's such a traumatic like memory from like, you know, the family like struggling through like World War II times.
Oh,
like there's
yeah,
still
yeah,
people
yeah.
alive that just yeah, they remember what you're saying. It's just like, man, yeah, I don't want to give anything up because I'm scared I'm going to lose it again.
Well, the whole point here, ladies and gentlemen, is Schulze has already disseminated some advice today, 6 minutes into the show, and that is clean your window screens, okay?
Damn right.
But you're right. Every once in a while, you look at your window screens and you go, man, I got to get out there and clean those. But usually for me, it's in the summer when, you know, when you're opening and closing them.
Well, I think my wife has mentioned it a couple of times to me, and I just need to step up and do it. So,
let's go. Get on it.
Like, damn it.
You're going to lose her, Schulze. You're going to lose her.
Yeah, I gotta step up and take care of them windows.
Well, listen, guys, big show. Although I'm a little sports sad today. A little sports sad.
What's going on?
Well, there's no sports.
Well, there's college football tonight.
Okay. I'd like to state for the record, I hate it when people say that. When technically there is.
Yeah.
But no one cares. Like, come on. Who's playing? Like, who's playing?
I don't know. Tarleton State. Let me go look.
Exactly.
At this. Liberty Bibberty, New Mexico State at 4.
Okay.
And then we got like Arkansas State and South Alabama.
Yeah. See what I mean? Like, why do we say this? Oh, we got college football. No one cares. No one's going to watch that.
All right. I mean,
do we have college football? I don't think we do.
Are the degenerates watching it?
Well,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you gamble on it, maybe, but that's, I don't know, dude. Come on, man. There's no sports tonight.
NLCS.
Like, last night? Oh, I guess that's true. We do have Brewers-Dodgers.
5-0-8,
you're
baby.
Right. You're right. Okay.
There we go.
I instantly feel better.
Yes, baby.
Not only am I going to clean my window screens, I feel better about my sports.
Let's do it. See? No
you're
sadness
right.
here, Rob.
Well, last night I thought they gave us too much sports. I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but that was a lot.
Yeah, trying to catch up on it all. It's just like, oh, okay.
Two baseball games.
Yeah.
Very big baseball games. And we had two Monday Night Football games. And I don't really know why the NFL is scheduling two Monday Night Football games so much now.
Especially during the MLB playoffs.
Yeah, like, what are they doing? Is that a high and tight fastball to MLB?
If it is, it's not going to... I know it's not going to end the same way it did with the NBA, like, on Christmas. Like, the NFL just poo-pooed them out after the NBA had kind of established that Christmas was their holiday. I don't think the NFL can do that the same way.
Well, wait,
way
the NBA still plays on Christmas, right?
They play, but nobody watches or cares. It used to be
they do
the
too.
Central...
No, it was the only thing, but I think the ratings are pretty good on Christmas.
You know what?
You might want to look that up.
I'm
going to
look that up.
Schulze.
NBA Christmas Day ratings.
Yeah. But the NFL, I mean, they don't beat the NFL or anything, but
5.25 million viewers a game. That was in 2024.
Last year. Okay. 525. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no NFL, but
See, I'd love to see like what the years past were. Like, let's go 2015 Christmas Day ratings.
For what? Christmas or for NBA?
11.17. Oh, so this is what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, the numbers are still there, but the NFL has literally snaked it away.
Point Schultzy.
And the ratings for the NFL on Christmas, 24 million per game.
Yeah.
My God.
They always get.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they always get like at least 20?
At least. And yeah, so a 65 million unique total cum. So yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. Maybe the NFL is trying to, they're saying, look, baseball, we see you. But guess what? Bijan Robinson in your face. You know? Caleb Williams coming at you. Dodgers, what do you think about that? I was watching that game. I tell you what, that was a tough channel flipping night. It really was.
Yeah, you needed the quad box on YouTube.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I almost missed the end of the Brewers-Dodgers game, and that ended up being good. It kind of lulled me to sleep because Blake Snell was dealing, and I was like, ah. Then I got into Bears-Commies, and boy, I turned back to Dodgers-Brewers when it was 2-1, bases loaded, two out, bottom of the ninth.
So many storylines, man.
I missed so much stuff there.
Wow, Ben Johnson looking good. The Dodgers sneaking one away. Like, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ben Johnson is doing good with the Bears because they've won three in a row. They look much better.
Yeah.
But they're not great. I don't know how much of that game you watch, dude. They got three turnovers from one. I mean, Washington fumbled the game away. I mean, they had the game. They fumbled it. It was wet out, and they fumbled the ball, given the Bears life.
And, didn't Daniels throw a pick, too?
Like, he threw, I think, two. Or maybe they had two fumbles. Yeah, two fumbles and a pick. And the Bears, you know, Caleb, we could probably carve out a segment for Caleb Williams today. Because I think Ben Johnson is doing a pretty good job with him. He's bringing him along, but boy, I don't know about Caleb Williams. He's shaky. Better, still shaky. The key to that game last night, they ran the hell out of the ball. Swift, they were running it down Washington's throat. Washington couldn't stop it.
No, I thought the offensive line looked great for Chicago, too.
They did.
They were getting a lot of movement.
Didn't they make a change at left tackle or something before the game, put in a new start? And they looked much better. So Ben Johnson's doing a good job there, but that team, boy, and listen to Troy Aikman. You know, look no further. If you want, seriously, you want the skinny on a team, just listen to the tone of Troy Aikman when he's calling their game.
Yeah.
He was absolutely disgusted with the Bears last night. And they made a lot of mistakes and shot themselves in the foot, as bad teams do. Nobody worse than the Jets, by the way, at this stage of the game. But, you know, there's a lot of bad football out there. The Bears were trying to lose that game. And then Washington was like, you know, hold my beer, as the kids say. But Aikman clearly does not like Caleb Williams. And I'm not sure how much love he has for what the Bears are doing. And, you know, it's a guy I trust. Troy Aikman. Just listen. I'm serious. Do you know do you ever listen to Aikman and his tone?
You can hear it.
You can hear it. You can hear disdain.
No, it's kind of
when someone does not play the position the way he thinks it should be played.
It's like Brian Wheeler, rest in peace, when the Blazers were losing. You can hear when Troy Aikman
sad is, Wheeler. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you know they're down by 10 if you tune in literally within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
If you cold turn on a Monday Night Football game, Troy Aikman has that tone. You know he just saw something he didn't like. And I mean, that was a good game last night, though.
It was
entertaining.
Yes, like, and how about Jake Moody showing up? That's the old Niners kicker. I had no idea.
Out of nowhere.
He was making field goals all game, and then at the end they're like, just came over, jettison from the Niners, BBC.
Yeah, what, 7 hours on the team?
That's the same guy? Yeah, he just got there that week. That happened to somebody else earlier this year, didn't it? Was it the Falcons or...
Yeah, because they got rid of Young-Wei Koo, right?
And some guy came in, and they were in the post-game interview, and the kicker was like, hey, he was talking to one of his teammates. He's like, nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, could be.
Yeah, I'm your new kicker.
They said DeAndre Swift introduced himself to Jake Moody on the sideline. That's so funny.
Yeah, that is awesome. But he made, he made four field goals and the game winner?
Yes. Yeah, that's at 25. That's just an odd number. So, yeah, you got to have a lot of field goals. Yes, 4 or 5.
Yeah, good little sports night last night. Good little sports night. And not as much tonight, although I might have to drum up a Brewers-Dodgers bet to get me get me fired up for that.
Why don't you throw like a little parlay down, like a little Dodgers to win, Ohtani to homer? Because I know you were pissed about not picking Cal the homer on Sunday.
The Salem cop, Cal Raleigh.
There you go.
Doesn't he look like a Salem cop?
My dad was a Salem cop, so he has a mustache just like Cal Raleigh, so yes.
Cal Raleigh looks like he could be a cop in Salem.
Well, they all look, the whole Mariners roster with the mustaches, it just adds 20 years to their life. Like, they're all in their 20s, they now look 45 instantly.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
How about, can we talk about what Eugenio Suarez is doing with his hair and like his whole look?
I mean, he's had many multiple... crazy, like half his hair was blonde 1 year when he came into Seattle, and now he's doing like the flippy kind of mullet
he's
thing.
Zany. He looks, he's got a little Ron Jeremy vibe about him.
Oh, absolutely. I love
kind of creepy,
but still so much more chill than Ron Jeremy. He was spotted in the last week of the regular season, I think, when the Dodgers were in town for the final series, just grabbing a scooter like from his hotel.
Oh, nice.
Riding that down to T-Mobile Park like a normal Joe. So,
yeah. Is Ron Jeremy with us? He's dead, right?
I think he died. If he didn't die...
Because he was in prison.
He went to prison and claimed... he's still alive.
Still with us.
Basically, as soon as he got put up on trial, he claimed mental incompetency.
As one does.
Jackass.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're partying. We're partying still. It's me... Rop, it's Schultzy over there. Big Sook's out. He's in Portugal. Why would you go to Portugal this week? He's missing all the good stuff. He is going to miss the Mariners clinching their first trip to the World Series. Can you believe that?
I hope so. I hope it happens while he's gone.
So it'd be Friday, right? Game 5 is Friday? Oh, well, no, it could be Thursday.
Thursday at the latest. Yeah, we can talk about like what they need to do. But yeah, it could be Friday,
well,
could be
wait
Thursday.
A minute. Shane Bieber is now starting for Toronto?
I think I brought his name up yesterday. Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, yes, Savage, because they don't have...
They just traded for him, right? Like, they did... Like, he's not... Bieber's not...
He's... No, he was a Cleveland mid-season acquisition because Scherzer was injured all year. So they've just been trying to, like, throw guys, you know, at their MASH unit of a starting pitching staff.
They have no pitchers besides Gossman.
Gossman was it.
Is there anybody that I'm missing? Who do they have that I'm...
Like, you're not missing anybody.
I am stunned at how bad Toronto looks.
Man, people were so high on them coming into this playoffs.
I know.
Too.
And now they did kick the crap out of the Yankees. But Bieber?
Yeah, Chris Bassett started during the regular season at 31 starts, just under four ERA.
Where's Barrios? Is he still with them?
No.
No, he left, right?
Yeah. Where is Jose Barrios?
Oh, my God. Well, anyway.
No, it's...
We've...
No, he's injured. See, that's the thing, is all their best players, like Jimmy Garcia, one of the best relievers in baseball, he's injured. Bo Bichette, he's out. So there are good pieces, but the best ones are out right now.
Well, Mariners about to go to the World Series, boys and girls.
Oh, I hope so.
And that's exciting. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. Boy, we're going to commemorate that magical Friday night in Seattle here in our first hour at some point. But let's start with what lies ahead for Oregon football. Coming up next on The Fam.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our college football Scataboo is coming up, where we will attempt to pinpoint the new James Franklin. Because we haven't, I mean, yesterday was so busy, we have not gotten into any of what happened outside of Oregon, Indiana in college football over the weekend. And the James Franklin firing. We got into that yesterday, but Lincoln Riley had a big win, Sark in Texas. So we'll get at all that coming up. But before we get to Oregon, I did want to mention a couple of things about last night that were interesting. One, Bijan Robinson for the Falcons. And I miss a lot of the Falcons Bills because we were on the air and we were watching the Mariners and, you know, doing a show and all that. So I kind of missed Atlanta-Buffalo. I caught a lot more of Chicago-Washington, but I saw that Bijan Robinson went wild. And it all that made me think was, what the hell was Arthur Smith doing with Bijan Robinson when he was there? And I go back to Joey Harrington just this last weekend, or last Friday, when he was on. He was saying, dirty little secret, the best coaches aren't in the NFL. And I instantly thought of Arthur Smith because he had Bijan in Atlanta. And like, dude, that guy is, he's gold, Bijan Robinson. What was Arthur Smith doing with him? How to get yourself fired, 101. And now I think, is Arthur Smith still the OC in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, yeah. He's working with Aaron Rodgers this year.
God.
Hey, he likes to throw, right? So he's got a quarterback. Yeah, actually, Pittsburgh's perfect for him because despite being a cold weather city, they don't run it nearly as much as they should. So,
yeah, they kind of fit, don't they? The Steelers deserve Arthur Smith.
It's a perfect fit, yeah.
The other one I wanted to bring up is, I kind of lost sight of the Dodgers-Brewers game because Blake Snell was mowing him down. And for some reason, I don't even know what the explanation was. Why did Dave Roberts pull Blake Snell? I don't know what he said, but he pulled him. And he put in Sasaki and had to pull Sasaki for Blake Treinen. So I missed all of that. Maybe it was a pitch count or something. I don't know. Just, dude, when you're mowing him down, it's the playoffs. Let Snell cook. Let him finish the game. At any rate, he didn't, and he almost cost him. Dodgers won 2-1, so nobody will talk about it. But I turned it over when it was bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Dodgers were up 2-1. And Bryce Turang was up. And it made me think of, you know, sometimes in these playoff series, like they pointed out in the Phillies-Dodgers series, how one strike call that Christopher Sanchez didn't get,
yeah,
changed that whole dynamic of that series.
Yes.
One pitch that he didn't get because the guy ended up walking and he scored the tying run or the go-ahead run and so on. These games really do, not the Blue Jays-Mariners. Mariners are kicking the Blue Jays' ass. But generally speaking, a lot of these games come down to the tiniest things. Like the Tigers-Mariners series came down to the tiniest things.
Well, even in Game 2 yesterday, Rupp, in that first inning that was set up with the Julio Rodriguez three-run bomb before we came on the air, Arozarena was struck out. And the umpire did not call it. That was the first walk that was allowed. Rosarena was literally walking to the dugout, admitting defeat. So.
Hey, I thought, not that it matters, but I thought Cal Raleigh was safe. That was game one.
Okay.
First inning, game one.
Yeah, I've got, I'll show you a picture in the break, or you can even go on my Twitter right now, On the Air Jordan, and see I posted that picture.
Nice little plug there.
Well, I appreciate it. It was just so close that I needed to go watch the replay immediately. Dan Wilson and their staff, the video review staff, the coordinator, whoever the hell it is, they actually made the right call.
He was out by just that much.
And you can see the tag on Cal's arm before his foot hit the plate. It was way closer than we thought, but he was still out.
Well, it was close. I just didn't understand why they didn't challenge it, but okay.
Because that, they that caught, sense. Their yeah, they video were like, guy yeah, was no, like, no, we, okay. we don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was reminded, so Terang was up with the bases loaded against Blake Treinen. And he almost got hit by the pitch. Well, actually, Treinen threw a pitch where Terang should have worn it.
Yeah.
He should have worn it.
Lean into that, bud.
Well, you can't lean into it. They'll call you for that. But that particular pitch, leave your leg right there, that game is tied.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's really interesting. I played some baseball, and I was never wear it guy. But every team has a few guys that are wear it guy, and they're great at it. They're great at getting hit. Terang is clearly not one of those, and that's what I'm saying. Like, these series in these games come down to such little minute details. Like, Bryce Terang, maybe the wrong guy at the wrong time. Reminds me of the Royals, Game 7 against the Giants, 2014. Game 7, great series. Madison Bumgarner is kicking our butt, but he's kind of running out of gas. Came in relief in Game 7. He's trying to close out the Royals. Gordon triples. He's on third base with two out, and the exact wrong guy came up to the plate for the Royals, and it was Salvador Perez, who we love, but he swings at anything. So Madison Bumgarner was wearing out. They needed a guy to take a few, maybe Alcides Escobar was on that team, a guy that can just find a hole, just stroke something, get it in play, and it was just bad luck. Salvador Perez, the absolute worst guy to have at the plate, and he reached for some crappy-ass pitch and popped it up, and the game was over. Same thing last night I thought about with the Brewers and Dodgers. Terang, exact wrong. Who is their wear-it guy? I don't know. But if he were up in that spot, it's possible that the Brewers have a 1-0 lead here, and we're ripping Dave Roberts for taking Blake Snell out of that game. So you just never know, man.
You know, the whole Snell thing, too, I did look this up last night after it was finished. I think Snell was at like 103, 104 pitches when he was done with the eighth inning. His top pitching performance ever by number is 117. So you send him back out there. I get it. It's the playoffs. But I do think you're risking, okay, you're asking him to get to the top of his, you know, pitching number ever that he's ever thrown and possibly top it. Like, is that the best moment in the playoffs right there? You can say yes. You can say just leave him out there because he's rolling. But also, he's down in the third time through the lineup? Every time you go through, worse against the lineup.
But he was mowing him down.
Damn, he was.
The Dodgers have a bad bullpen. You know, and I know Sasaki has been good, but they had to pull him. So Roberts is, he's lucky. He got lucky there. At any rate, Dodgers win. And can we just fast forward to Mariners-Dodgers already? What a great series that's going to be if that ends up happening.
Inject that into my veins, man.
Dude, how good is that going to be? And how about the old routine 404-foot double play we had last night? Unbelievable.
Sal Frelick, you genius you. How you caught that ball, I don't know.
We were on the air when it happened. The text line lit up. We had some people like, did you see that? And didn't get to watch it until after. But if you didn't see that, worth checking out.
Force out at the plate. Like, that never happens from the outfield.
So he robs Max Muncy of a home run, hits his glove, bounces out of his glove, off the top of the wall, back down into his glove. So it's an out, and then he relays it all the way in. Bases were loaded, so they didn't run. And force out at home plate, double play. The old 404-foot double play.
Beautiful.
At any rate, I belabored wrapping up last night in sports, and I apologize for that. But, it was a great night. I mean, that's an unusual Monday night, having all that kind of sports action. Okay, let's get to Oregon. What lies ahead for Oregon? We will talk about that coming up next, but first, here's Schultzy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, I was thinking about Oregon today. Again, trying to wrap my head around losing to Indiana. And, you know, I was kind of looking around going, you know, we're kind of at that place of the schedule where you start talking about, you know, what is it going to take to make the playoff? Halfway home. And I was looking at the Big Ten stand-ins. And, boy, I tell you, Big Ten's a lot better this year than it was last year. And I feel like these last two games for Oregon, Penn State, and Indiana, it's more kind of what I thought the Big Ten would be like. Games down to the wire, week in, week out. You know, could go either way. Worst thing maybe that happened to Dan Lanning was running the table in the Big Ten in his first year. Not that you don't want to do that. It's just that that creates kind of an unrealistic expectation, I think, that it's that easy. And it's just not. If you think about these last two games, the first one you outplayed Penn State, but you almost lost. I mean, in overtime, fourth and one, if you don't pick it up, you lose. Second one, you got outplayed, but with about 10 minutes left or whatever it was, they got that pick six, it was tied. So could have won both, could have lost both. The reality is you split. And that's more like what I thought it would be like in the Big Ten. That's life in a tough league. And, you know, if you look at this league, Indiana's awesome. Ohio State's probably, no, not probably, they are so far the best team in the country. And after that, you've got Oregon, who we know is good. USC looked good last week. You've got Michigan, Nebraska, Iowa, Washington, all these teams, even UCLA's. UCLA and Northwestern, by the way, are 2-1 in league. Wrap your head around that. Northwestern's 4-2 all of a sudden. And that's what's funny about what, yeah, I mean, it's amazing to think, but Oregon's best win is probably that one. over Northwestern. Right? I mean, because they both beat Penn State. I mean, better win this year than the Northwestern game at this point? I don't think they have one. So it's just, I don't know. I just think this is life in a tough league. That's what it's like in the SEC. And it just looks like the Big Ten this year is much better than it was last year. And hey, it could be worse if you're Oregon. You could be Notre Dame or Texas. And that's not to say either of those teams are bad. Texas had a huge bounce back game against Oklahoma. And Notre Dame is really good, but both have two losses. The Irish lost on a real fluky fourth down touchdown to Texas A&M and had some help from the refs. They also went toe-to-toe with a top-five team in Miami on the road, but came up short. Hell, that team might be better than Oregon, but their record doesn't show that. And one of the reasons you have a leg up right now, if you're Oregon, over the Notre Dames and Texases for the playoff is you didn't schedule anyone in the non-conference. So Texas is kind of behind the eight ball because they scheduled Ohio State. Notre Dame scheduled Texas A&M. They scheduled Boise State. They scheduled Arkansas. They have USC this week. All this to say, Oregon's fine. The team is good. Got to step it up moving forward, and you can get into the tournament. I don't think many fans, we heard this on the text line yesterday quite a bit, would be too upset missing the Big Ten title game and then getting a home playoff game. It's almost like roles are reversed with Oregon and Ohio State this season as opposed to last season. Because Ohio State, remember, they were the 8 seed last year and they hosted Tennessee, won that game, and we all know what happened after that. But, you know, the Penn State win doesn't look so hot right now. USC may or may not be ranked when you play them. And I say that, I thought they were really good against Michigan. And that was a really big win for Lincoln Riley. That said, they're still going to Notre Dame this week, and they have to go to Nebraska the week after that. So are they going to be ranked? So if Oregon loses again, their body of work is going to come under fire here. If you really want to guarantee yourself a spot in the playoff, you got to run this table. And if you want to leave it open to being left out, you stumble. But isn't that more fun than like last year where you had basically one or two huge games and a bunch of double-digit wins? You got 6 games left. It's reasonable to think at least 3 of the 6 could be like the last 2 you just played. Close, late, could go either way. Got to play better. If you look last year, after they beat Ohio State, they really only had one potential stumble, and that was that Wisconsin game. Everything else was a double-digit win. So that does not look like the case this year. And I know that, you know, that is quite obvious after the Indiana loss, it seems. And a lot of fans are having trouble wrapping their heads around that. But that's life in the Big Ten, man. It's a good league. Good league this year. So enjoy the ride. Oregon, I do think they need to run the table. I think their schedule is going to come into, it's going to draw some ire. And that's what I hate about the one thing college football has got to clean up is the imbalanced scheduling. And it sucks when you have, when you just don't play the better teams. Or if you only have one crack at a better team like Indiana and you lose, that's all we have to go on. That sucks. Shouldn't be that way. This is why I'm kind of rooting for Notre Dame, man. It's a tough schedule. So this is going to be a fun race. And I think what we've learned is it's just not always going to be like last year, where the Big Ten, you know, you were just the class of the Big Ten, except for Ohio State, even though you beat Ohio State, and it was just easy. It's not this year. And that's the fun part. All right, let's get to the magical Friday night that was in Seattle. We didn't have time to talk about it much yesterday, but that was a kind of a where were you when game on Friday. So let's discuss that coming up next on 105.1. Well, I was going to ask the question today, what are your all-time where were you when games? You don't even have to have been there. Just a game that you remember where you were. It was that impactful. There's a lot of them. Different for everybody, but I'm imagining that Friday night in Seattle was one of those nights. Magical night. The Seattle Times headline was Sweet 15, which I thought was a good headline.
I like that.
That was strong.
They've been doing a lot of callbacks, too, to the 95 season in their headlines for Mariners wins. It's just the writing for the Times right now, it's been right on.
Good paper.
Good
little paper.
Got a lot of people saying good paper.
Saying it's a good paper. Liberal rag.
What is it, a fish wrapper? Yeah, so yeah, that's funny.
And what is it about certain teams that we suddenly start rooting for with no connection whatsoever? I really feel like that game five against the Tigers Friday, got a lot of people cheering for the Mariners.
You think?
I do.
That's awesome.
I do. And the reason I think that is I just feel like when you suffer long enough, and, you know, you're no Cubs, you're no Red Sox, okay?
Haven't even been around that long.
Exactly.
Half as long.
Exactly.
Like, I get that.
Like, those were different animals. But
of course,
I do think it's the same idea that sports fans, when we're watching, like, there is something about sports, when we're watching sports, that if you don't have a dog in the fight, somehow, some way, your body picks one. Your mind picks one. And I don't really know what goes into that, the science behind it. But I think one part may be just, look, you've suffered long enough. We want to see this for you. Home fans, the Seattle home fans, the crowd shots, and just the angst on their faces, the pure anxiety. You know, I think that gets people going, you know, I kind of want it for this team here. Brewers, a little bit, even though they've never won the World Series, I don't know, they've been to the playoffs a lot recently, so maybe they don't have quite the same effect on people, but I do think a lot of the country, if they were up to watch it, because that was late. What time? I fell asleep.
I mean, it was a 5:08 start. It was almost a five-hour game, so it ended at 10-ish.
10 here?
Pacific time, so 1 a.m. East Coast, yeah.
Yeah, is that bad that I admitted that I fell asleep?
Why? I mean,
I fell asleep, and I woke up to the Jorge Polanco interview.
Oh, that's a nice feeling. Like, wait, what?
Because, you know, I was just like, oh, they won. And then I was like, all right, I'm going back to sleep. And then I watched it over the next day.
No, that's not bad, man. I would have fallen asleep myself if I didn't have to be up at 6 a.m. here the next day. So it just, after a long week, whether you're 30, whether you're 50, sometimes you just got to nod off, babe.
How fun was that in the Schulte household?
Oh,
the Schulte house of Friday night. I mean, just to have a camera in there.
I kind of wish we would have, because I walked in, so I think I said this yesterday, I was on the way home when Leo Rivas hit that game-tying RBI single down the left line.
Yeah, who's that guy, by the way?
So Leo Rivas, he's like a low draft pick from another team that the Mariners just picked up off the scrap heap. He's been in the minors for, God, 7-8 years. But you remember Jose Caballero a couple years ago for the M's?
Yes.
The guy that kind of just, it was the first year that the pitching clock was installed, and he was just like that pesky, annoying hitter that would piss pitchers off and just got on base a lot, was traded to the Rays eventually. But Leo Rivas is kind of that same mentality, and he's been really good in AAA Tacoma. He actually has power. He actually hits. So, yeah, he just looks like this little, you know, whatever out there, like Omar Vizquel, but the dude can get on base. And so Leo Rivas, on his birthday, came up. So, yeah, driving home during that moment and then walking in, like, I think around the bottom of the eighth. And my wife and I were just, for the next six innings, 2+ hours, screaming, cheering. I had my hands, on her shoulders. She had my head just resting there. It's like, oh, my God, I can't.
Now, was it a
this.
Floor game for you? Did you get on the floor?
Hands
and knees game?
Yes, I got on the floor at least twice. I was on my hands and knees countless times on top of that. Rob, I was making deals with the baseball gods on Friday night. I was like, if Bizardo strikes this guy out in the 14th, I'm gonna buy a Bizardo jersey. He did, so I owe the baseball gods a Bizardo jersey for the Mariners.
You probably owe him a lot.
In the 13th, I said that I would buy my wife a Taylor Swift album if they were able to manage to win. They didn't, so I got out of that deal. But yeah, I made some deals with the gods.
Did people buy album? What do you mean, like vinyl?
I don't. Yeah, something like that. I was gonna spend money on Taylor Swift because her lucky number is 13, right? So I was like, okay. Yeah, let's do whatever. I don't care. I was willing to do anything. So, yeah, the household was crazy on Friday night.
Well, I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for those Mariner fans. John Sicanic was there. He texted me a great photo of him going crazy once they walked it off. And, you know, that was, I mean, that was intense. That is a where were you when game. And we all have those. I saw that at Husky, you know, the Huskies played Friday night.
Oh, yeah, and the the pictures on Twitter of all the fans on the concourse.
Yeah, there were more fans in the concourse watching the Mariners.
F you, Jed Fish.
Well, I mean, come on, they were blowing out Rutgers, and it was a big moment. The point is like, that was a great night for Seattle. It was a great weekend for Seattle, and now they're up 2-0 in the ALCS, but just that night, Friday night. By the way, there was also a video, I don't know if you saw it, of Husky Stadium after it was empty. So the game was long over. Everybody was gone.
Yeah, I missed this.
With the exception of, you know, like the staff,
yeah,
grounds crew or people cleaning in the seats and stuff. And they were all, like band members, I guess, were out there and the workers. They were all watching the game on the big screen.
I love that.
And when they walked it off with Polanco's walk-off, you could hear, I mean, there was really nobody in the stadium, but the wide view showed enough people made a, I mean, it was pretty loud. They were all going crazy, jumping up and down. It was just cool. It's just one of those moments, man. Thought it was great.
You already said it, Rob, that this particular team, the Mariners, the fans that have been just aching for so long in this particular city, like almost getting there in the 90s and then 2001 and then essentially having to wait another 25 years. Like there is no more starving fan base in North America, I would say, than the Seattle Mariners baseball
fans. Is that true?
I mean, they, for the longest time, were the biggest drought to make the playoffs in all of North American sports.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Proof's in the pudding, babe.
That's true. Did you just babe me?
I love did. That.
Well, the Red Sox got off the schneid. Cubs got off the schneid.
Yep. the year that Back to the Future predicted it. Baseball's weird.
Baseball's great. yeah, you know, I mean, I'm going to have to think about that one. I'm trying to think of, like, just... Well, the Giants won a couple Super Bowls. Jets? When's the last time the Jets were any good?
Joe Namath? Like,
yeah,
the
70s? They could rival you.
Well, I made this joke several times. I used to be into the Jets, then I got into girls, then I got back into the Jets, because girls will sometimes F you, but the Jets will always F you. That's an old joke, man. Like, it's worse than the Mariners, for God's sakes.
You know.
You never heard that?
No.
I'm surprised.
I'm stunned by it, too. I don't know what to say. Speechless, Schultz. Okay. Well, okay, so I'm gonna think about that. You know me, I have to overthink things. So I want to make sure that's the correct statement. But it's so far I'm racking my brain. I'm like, you know what, you might be right. Mariners, the most, what did you say? The most suffering, how did you describe it?
The hungry, I think somewhat how the hungriest, like we want it more. We are starving. That's what it is. The most starving fan base in North America of any team
because of futility or heartbreak
never,
or.
Well, the first 10 years of our existence, they weren't even on the radar. People didn't even know they existed in the 70s.
Yeah. I mean, if you take out 2001, I mean, it's been a wasteland of, I mean, there have been a few good teams in there, but not much.
Well, I will defend the 90s Mariners really quickly. They were one of the first teams ever, and they didn't have a World Series to show for it, Rob, but they were one of the first teams ever to have a literal murders row, as a couple of creators on YouTube, Secret Base, great channel. They've got a huge 4-hour supercut on the history of the Mariners. And in this, they talk about the literal murderer's row of hitters of Ken Griffey Jr., Alex Rodriguez, you know, A-Rod in the 90s. They've got Randy Johnson, of course, just backing that up, Jay Buhner. Like, there were so many power hitters on their team at the time. Like, they had to trade Jose Cruz away. They had David Ortiz, the famous story, just sitting in the minors. A-Rod and Griffey saw him hitting home runs either during a game or at, like, a minor league, you know, home run competition. I think he hit like a 650-foot bomb, and they were calling Mariners brass, like, call this kid up immediately. They didn't. Like, the Mariners at one point were so good, and one of the better teams in baseball just got nothing to show for it, man.
Lions?
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
God, that's been a lot of futility. You're right.
Okay, I got one other thing here. I want to play Rick Riz's call from Friday night, which I thought was great. And I'm not a huge Rick Riz guy.
I love Rick Riz.
Yeah, everybody does. I kind of whatever. He's fine. But Niehaus was Niehaus was the man.
Niehaus was amazing. Rick Riz, though, I guess I associate more with like my childhood memories of the M's.
So. Oh, really? You are so young, you don't really associate Dave Niehaus with the Mariners?
I do, but it was in his golden years, and the calls just, you could tell they weren't as, it wasn't, you know, as good a Dave Niehaus as you got in the 90s. And you could just tell that we were starting to lose the edge a little bit. I think he passed away in 2010, so I was like 21 at that time. So yeah, Rick Riz.
All right, well, I want to play his call and see if it rivals the 95 Niehaus call. And then somebody brought up a point on the text line that, Schultz, you're going to have to answer for.
Oh, okay.
Coming up next. And I don't know. I think it's an interesting discussion about sports fandom. So we'll get to those items. And then we move on to our college football scataboo. Who is the new James Franklin? All coming up here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.